also want to join my voice in condemnation of the brutal and unwarranted attack on one of our doctors, a very invaluable member of our health team in Mariacourt. I am the parliamentary rep for Mariacourt, so you should understand my feeling. At the same time, the Minister of Health. And he is a very important in the health service delivery here in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. I visited him yesterday at the hospital. He's still in the ICU unit. He is stable, but still critical. And the doctors are very optimistic about his recovery. I will go back there to see how he's improving and to lend solidarity with his colleagues, the other Cubans who are in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. And you know the extent of the help that we're getting from the Cubans here in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. So I'm very thankful to them. We were able to publicly thank them at the launching of the MRI at Georgetown. But I want to thank them again publicly for the help that they have been giving us, and also to lend solidarity with them at this time, this very sad time, when they are awaiting the recovery of their colleague. I hope that we are able to find the persons who perpetrated this crime, and also that Dr. Batista recovers quickly.